we talk about accountability and responsibility, which is really important. And we use the Gayan Shrago, our great law teachings, to help teach that, you know. And that's really important, especially for the people in there, to realize that, you know, we may be there, or we may be part of the program for whatever reasons. Maybe we don't even want to be there. But taking accountability, showing up every week, sharing a little bit in a safe therapeutic environment, you know, really, again, it goes back to that ownership piece, right? By taking ownership of the group and feeling like it's there, the people, the men and women that we have come through, they can really gravitate, they can really take on that accountability piece, because it is in a non-judgmental environment. It's, you know, we're all there for our own reasons. And, you know, that's what one thing that we like to stress in the group is having that open honesty, right? You know, if there's times where people don't feel like being there, then we ask them to share that truth, to be honest. You know, tell us that, you know, that today I don't feel like being here, but, you know, and we also acknowledge their effort, you know, that, yeah, you may not feel like being here today, but, you know, you made the choice to come on in and at least sit here and listen to the teachings and try to learn something, right? So, you know, we know that, and I even share this in group, I know that the world's not puppies and rainbows. It's not always going to be. But as long as we're there of one mind, we're there with a good mind, then, you know, hopefully there's something that I can share, Jamie can share, or one of our fellow group members can share that's going to help some people, right? So, you know, like I said, it's a 12-session program. Usually, you know, we've had to change a little. We had to adapt a little bit in this COVID environment, but it's 36 hours. So what I try to share with people is that, you know, we're going to spend a lot of time together. And I hope out of this 36 hours that we're going to be in each other's lives, that you can learn something, that maybe it's something I say. Maybe there's one line that I'll say. Maybe there's something Jamie will say. Maybe there's a story that you can relate to that one of your fellow participants are going to share that's going to help you get you over the hump, so to speak. It's going to help you get through those times. You know, when things are the darkest and things seem hopeless, or that you feel that you can't go on, maybe it's that story. Maybe it's those good words that you heard in the Ohio group that's going to help you keep moving forward in your healing process, because that's really what this is, right? It's healing. You know, not only are we coming into these places like the Nokwashra, not only are we coming into groups like Ohio to heal, we're healing ourselves. And by healing ourselves, what the hope is that we can carry things forward, we can help heal our families, you know, and then we can, even thinking bigger than that, we can help heal our community, because there's a lot of pain, there's a lot of trauma that happened to our people, you know, and a lot of it wasn't our fault. But even though we're not responsible for the trauma that happened to us, right? It's our responsibility to heal ourselves and take care of ourselves, you know, and that's why these kind of programs exist. That's why organizations like Anokosha exist, because it's an opportunity for everybody in our communities, everybody who needs a little bit of help, to come in and help heal that trauma, you know. So we hope that healing our own self, the trauma that we went through as individuals, that we can also heal the trauma that's happened within our families, that's happened with our community, that's happened within our world, right? Because, you know, as Oklahoma people, we're so connected. We're connected to each other. We're connected to our community. We're connected to the land. And we hope that, you know, one individual's healing can branch out, and they can take these teachings, they can take these topics and this information and awareness and education out to the community, and hopefully teach somebody, you know, teach one of their nephews or nieces, teach a cousin, teach an uncle, even teach the parents themselves, right? So that's kind of the hope, the hopes of this group, and the aim is not only that self-healing, but, you know, help healing the community at a larger scale.
Well, you know, that's the really cool thing about our culture, as you know, is that once, you know, our parents and our grandparents had taught us something like that, it was always carried on by generation to generation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
that's one, you know, like that's, we also talk about that too, right? That's where we talk about those intergenerational impacts, you know, of those residential schools, of this oppression, of all these things that we've suffered, all this trauma we've suffered as Oklahoma people, right? We talk about how those connections and maybe those relationships were skewed or destroyed, or maybe how they couldn't happen. Again, it goes back to that piece where, you know, we're accountable for our behavior in this moment, in this day. We're accountable for the behavior that maybe brought us to the group, right? But in some ways, we may not totally be responsible. You know, there was things set up, there were systems set up in place. There was trauma that happened before we were, you know, they may have happened when we were in the womb. You know, they may have happened to our grandparents, our great-grandparents, and we carry that forward through our blood memory. So that's where we try to shine a light on that understanding in order for everybody to learn, you know, that maybe, you know, like, it would help. We were put in the position to exhibit these behaviors or, you know, that one of the things we really talk about is we talk about the cycle of violence. And I really like interchanging that, right? The idea is that we get caught in these cycles and there's multiple cycles going on and we're so used to it that there's no such thing as normal. You know, that's one thing I like to teach is that there's no such thing as normal because my normal is way different than Al's normal, and Al's normal is way different from Jamie's normal, right? So there's certain things that we can get used to based on our environment, and unfortunately, one of those things is domestic and family violence, right? And I don't even, when I say family violence, I'm not just talking about hitting, you know, the physicality. We can be violent in many ways. We can be violent with our words. We can be violent with our body language. You know, we can be violent with silence. So there's a lot. So that's what we try to also do is teach that it's not just hitting. It's not just shouting. You know, it's not just the language that we use. There's many ways that we can actually be violent. You know, and then a lot of people, what they realize when they come in this group is that they a lot of things that they didn't think were violent or think that were part of family violence spectrum, they find out that it was. You know, simple things like teasing. You know, so like I said, it's really a process of learning what things are called. You know, when we can name it, we can identify it, then we can draw our awareness to it. And then that's in that process, that's where we can actually, that can actually lead to change and lead to healing. You know, and then one of the hopes that we do have out of the results of the program is that, you know, and this is available for band members, but we hope that, you know, maybe then we made a significant impact in their lives and they want to go forward in a healing way. So that's one of the things that's available to our band members now is that they can hopefully do a referral to come into our men's community counseling program or come into our women's community counseling program, you know, and get further on in their healing, right? Because this is just, like I said, an introduction. This is where we start naming things. This is where we label things and identify things. So it's that work that happens after. It's the work outside of the group. That's where the real, I guess, magic happens, right? When we start adopting these things and we start taking accountability for the choices that we've made.
So, Mike, can you or Jamie tell our listeners where the idea of Ohio came from?
Okay, so how it started was 17 years ago, two people helped start this group, and that was Boyd Leeson and Diane Beaver. Diane Beaver currently is one of our men's community counselors here. And they started this program as a response to the PAR programs being offered to, you know, our non-Native people. It was also brought in because our waiting lists were so long at one point. They had like 75 to 100 people on our men's and women's waiting list. And they wanted to give them something to keep them interested, to keep them on that waiting list, right? So they came up with this Ohio Heal program to kind of be an introductory program to the healing process, to the therapeutic process. It was also created, like I said, to meet these PARS points. That's the Partner Assault Response Program. And what they wanted to do is because our people were being sent to, meaning Oklahoma people from the reserve, were being sent to off-reserve programs that were providing family violence education, domestic violence education. They were leaving those programs wanting.